This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Email for right now is right.todd@yahoo.com. And I have been soliciting some feedback on some things, and we'll be in this, our fifth episode, about something new that I think I'm thinking very seriously about implementing in a podcast league this year. So we'll talk about that coming up. Let me thank Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Go to originalhooters.com for information on the Hooters restaurant closest to you in the greater Tampa Bay area, and for easy online ordering from any of them via originalhooters.com. We will be making a modest appearance, myself representing this podcast, and dozen or so, I'm not trying to make this a big event, listeners of the podcast at Hooters at a later date. I've already thrown out one idea, if you guys wanted me to do it, which would be a pre-fantasy draft chalk talk Q&A, where I basically make myself available to answer questions, offer opinions. We'll all be in on it. It's sort of a group discussion type thing. We could do that at a Hooters at some point in August before you draft. This would not be restricted to people playing in my fantasy leagues. It's just an idea. And if you think it's a good idea, and no, you can't pick the restaurant or the time and date, that will be something decided by me and Hooters. And there would be no complimentary food and beverage, but there's no admission fee. I'm not going to charge you if you want to come out and say hi and ask me some fantasy questions and hang out for an hour. And that's all this would be. That's fine. So feedback there at right.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Again, right.todd@yahoo.com. Also, I'd like feedback, theme of this podcast. I'm recording this about a week in advance. One of the podcast leagues this year will be larger than ever before. And I feel it gives me the opportunity to try something I've always wanted to try. Now, last year in one of the podcast leagues, I implemented what I called the substitution rule. I didn't feel it changed a lot. I thought good teams were still good teams, bad teams were still bad teams. Best team most often won independent of being able to substitute a player that they didn't initially put in their starting lineup, that they were able to substitute, yes, after the fact. But the reason I did this, and this was last year, in the what I called the American Fantasy League, the AFL, won by Tony over Dan in the final. It's frustrating when I recently talked about in my foundation league how in year two, I was going to take down Sean, who had beat me the previous year in the title game, the managing partner of the original Leroy Selmans. Here we were in the title game again, and I was going to beat him. And first quarter of a 1 o'clock game, my fantasy quarterback, whose name I'm still waiting for you to tell me via email, because if you own this player in that spot, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This was 6 years ago. What did we say it was? 2016, I believe. Yes, 2016. So it was a week 13 game. Was it? No. No, it wouldn't be a week 13 game. It was a week 16 game. Yeah, week 16 game. Broken leg, done. My fantasy hopes, done. That was it. The coach of that team gets to put in another quarterback and play the rest of the game. In fantasy, you do not. For lack of another term, relatable word, you're screwed. I was screwed. I lost the title for the second straight year to Sean. So I implemented last year in the AFL a substitution rule. And it basically took that out of the equation. if you had a player that got hurt in a game, you were able to substitute for him. Or remember, the previous year, we had a Kansas City Chief primetime game, and it might have been on a Sunday or a Monday, where a couple odd things happened. One, we went the whole week wondering if Clyde Edwards-Helaire was going to play. And then 90 minutes before the game, we learned he is active. So a majority of fantasy players played Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And in that game, Clyde Edwards-Helaire did not take a snap. He never left the bench. And redisclosed later, he was only going to be used in an emergency situation. It's Reed's right to do that, and he fucked all of us who own Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So that takes that out of it. I remember that was also the game where, I think it was at the end of the first half, there was a Hail Mary thrown in the end zone. Might not have been at the end of the half. But for some reason, that rings true. Remember? And Tyreek Hill appeared to almost make an unbelievable catch via David Tyree in Super Bowl 42. Reed didn't challenge it, and that was it. And then replay showed Hill caught it. No question. Touchdown, Kansas City. So if you had Tyreek Hill or Patrick Mahomes, thanks to Andy Reid not challenging, you lost points. Now, that's less about the substitution rule, but I remember both of those things happened in the same game where Clyde Edwards-Helaire owners, Patrick Mahomes owners, and Tyreek Hill owners were all pissed off at Andy Reid that week. And I think it was a primetime game. In the end, the substitution rule, look, we've all started players and then regretted we started them and had someone on the bench that we wish we could have started. And that's what the substitution rule allowed. It allowed you to substitute a player. Yeah, I allowed that last year. It didn't change much. It was also a lot of work for me. So I'm not doing it again this year. It had a little bit of the best ball element. I'm not doing it again this year. I tried it. It didn't impact the results as much as I thought it would. And credit to the owners who played in that league. Most of the time, they started the right guys. They did. And there wasn't any, Clyde Edwards-Helaire being active, didn't play. There wasn't one of those that happened last year that stood out to me. So I try things. They're my leagues. I try things. I've always thought about a league that's like a reality show. And for me, a key to any reality show is the elimination factor. Now, I'm probably going to disclose more than you want me to disclose about my knowledge of reality television. I don't watch all of them. Right now, I'm not watching any of them. But in the past, I've watched shows such as Survivor, Big Brother, The Bachelor. Specifically, the first episode, when you've got 25 to 30 plus amazing women showing up on one episode, and I sort of play along as if I'm the Bachelor and like, okay, her. Okay, she can get back in the limo right now, but she comes in the house. Yes, I want to have a drink with her. No, she can get back in the limo. It's fun for me to play along, especially if there's a woman with me watching the show who is very critical, dare we say catty, about critiquing women. That's fun. But right, so let's just take those three shows. And then I like a game show. I always did. And I'm a big fan of Jane Lynch. Jane Lynch is fun to me. Even like her in her very, very minor role in the Hulu show Only Murders in the Building, where she plays the stunt double for Steve Martin. Jane Lynch, for those of you that might not even be aware, The Weakest Link the last couple years came back on NBC television. NBC did it 20 years ago because it was popular in Britain. And they even brought the woman, the hard-ass woman who played the role perfectly as the host of the show. She's not necessarily on your side. And she's very critical when you don't bank money and you get questions wrong or take too much time to get a question wrong. I believe her name was Anne Robinson. So in the reincarnation, Jane Lynch is the host. She's not as good as Anne, but she's Jane Lynch, and that's what we want. So Weakest Link, The Bachelor, Big Brother, Survivor. An element of all those shows is constant elimination of contestants. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. It is official. You have been evicted from the Big Brother house. I'm sorry. Take a minute. Say your goodbyes. Hang on. There's one more. The tribe has spoken. Right? The catchphrases are connected to the elimination. So, I've always said to myself, why can't I do a fantasy league like this? So I think I'm going to do it. And I'd like feedback from those of you who play in what's called a guillotine league. All right? If you've played in a guillotine league, I'd like your feedback on what you think of the concept. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Now, the thing I think I'm going to modify is I would imagine in most guillotine leagues, from what little I've researched to this point, you could be done after the first week of games. Just done, out. And granted, no one ever wants to be the first one off Survivor. You're on the island, what, 3 days? You've gone through the whole contestant screening process and you're out. Same with the Big Brother house, right? You're out of the house within 1 week. It's like, well, what just happened here? You don't want to be in that category. You don't want to be the first kicked off the weakest link because you got a bad question or you were nervous. And you certainly don't want to be the woman or the guy on The Bachelorette who doesn't make the first cut. You just show up that night. You met the person. You might not have even gotten FaceTime with them. I told you were going to regret hearing I know this. You do the cocktail party, and they don't do the rose ceremony until like almost 5 o'clock in the morning. And you're back in the limo, and you don't even get to stay one night in the house. You're already out of the game. I don't think I want to do that to my players. I don't. No, I don't have a heart. No, I don't. But no, I want to give them time to play. I still want them to be part of the league. So rather than calling it a guillotine league, I might call it a reality show league or just simply an elimination league. But no matter what it's called, I'm thinking of not eliminating any of my owners for the first 10 weeks. So you'd get 2.5 months to play fantasy football. And then, in essence, what I'm creating is the playoffs. So we would still have a regular season. Everyone in this podcast league, in my current setup, unless you guys talk me out of it or I talk myself out of it, the way I've done the math, every owner would get 10 weeks to play. Accumulating total points. Get as many points as you can every week and build your total. Everyone plays 10 weeks. That's pretty good, right? Considering in some fantasy football regular season leagues before we went to 17 games, the regular season was 13 weeks, right? So I'm only shaving off a few here. And the reason why it's 10 is because I would start chopping off teams after week 10. And I would do it two at a time. Big brother term, double elimination. So I'd chop off two after week 10, two after week 11, two after week 12, two after week 13, and so on, until we ultimately got to week 17, where the top teams are, that's all that's left for the championship. And I'm considering making that last week head-to-head instead of total points. If you got that far, win this week. I'm still thinking about that. So this would incorporate a lot of different elements. And I know a big part of the guillotine league, especially since one team is eliminated every week, is that team's players go into the waiver pool immediately. So every week, there's someone who was picked in the first round on waivers, the second round on waivers, the third. That's interesting to me. In my proposal, it obviously would be normal waivers for the first, 9 weeks. But I think I'd just do one redraft. For example, the teams eliminated after week 10, their players are not available. Nope. Teams eliminated after week 11, players are not available. Week 12, I would kind of make a playoffs within the playoffs. And then maybe once we got to 10 or 8, we do another draft. And I unlock all the players who were on eliminated teams. And now you can add them to your rosters as you wish. But it's a draft format. So as you see, I'm tinkering with this. I'd like to get feedback from those of you who have played in anything like that. It's commonly called a guillotine league. Mine wouldn't be quite that harsh where it would be a guillotine every week. I'm likely to let players play a minimum of 2 months, maybe 2.5 months before your team gets shut down and locked out. And then eliminate two every week until we got to championship week. Love your feedback. If you've played in a league like this, tell me what you think. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. We'll be back next week with 5 more episodes. We're going to give you 55 this season, season 7, thanks to Hooters, here on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Take care.